He glanced up as Caleb came out of the bathroom with a towel wrapped around his waist. On 2 feet. Again. Liam stood, crossing the room, and this time, he snatched up both of Caleb's wrists with one hand, twisting them behind his back and shoving the human against the wall.
"You will learn to obey me,"
he hissed, as his other hand yanked the towel free from the man's waist and cast it aside.
"I am a patient master, but that patience is not endless."
His fingers ground the bones of his pet's wrist together, and Caleb yelped. Liam began to speak again, but the sound of a knock on the door interrupted him. Scowling, he threw Caleb back on the floor, commanding,
"Stay."
"Can I at least get dressed? It's fucking cold in here."
Liam leveled him with a look as he paused at the door.
"Master?"
Liam snapped,
"You test me too much, dog. On fours, now."
Caleb seemed to realize, finally, that Liam's tolerance had nearly run out, and he got down to all fours, settling down like a dog might. Liam opened the door, where a bellhop waited patiently on the other side. He gestured for the marked human to step inside. The hotel staff had seen it all, and the woman didn't bat an eye at the sight of a naked human in the middle of the floor. Liam eyed the large, already assembled dog cage, sealed box, and bag of dog kibble, and he smirked. He might have gone easy on his pet before, but now? He could hear Caleb's heartbeat escalate, and he chuckled softly to himself as he unloaded the items and shooed the attendant out the door. He opened the box, peering inside.
"Well," he mused to himself, "they do think of everything here."